Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Dalet in Maseches Adarim. It was Pei Hei, I would not be prepared. Pei Dalet in Maseches Adarim. We are on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, but just one ha'ara that I did not get a chance to mention yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about the different parts of Nazirus, and whether you could have a Chatzi Nazirus, so an Amid Aleph of Pei Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Gemara described that you cannot have a half a Nazirus related to wine versus Zagim Becharsanim. You can't split up with the dregs of and the seeds and the peels of the wine and the wine itself. It can't be a Chatzi. On Amid Beis, we have the discussion, what about the Tumah? The Tumah and the rest of the Nazirus. Can you separate? So the Gemara, the Ran discussed, you know, why did the Gemara suggest Ein Chatzi Nazirus there? So the Ran had two deos, maybe in a Chinami you could have, or the Ran's other suggestion was, maybe you can have Nazirus without Tumah. That's what he said to the concept of Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to drink wine, but he's allowed to be Matamid Lameis. So if somebody says, I already Nazir Shimshon, you see, they could exist separately. So there is a discussion related to this, about splitting up the parts of the Nazirus on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Mitzvahs Asei Tzadik Gimel. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs lo sase. Many mitzvahs lo sase. Not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to drink anything that comes from wine, not allowed to become tummy, not allowed to walk into Olam Eis. But five or six isurim of a Nazir, lo sases. Mitzvahs Asei, Mitzvah Tzadik Beis, is that the Nazir has to grow his hair long. Yigdal Seyar, that's one mitzvah. And a separate mitzvah is that he's commanded to shave his head and bring his karbanos. That's mitzvah tzadik gimel. When he finishes his naziris, shetzivanu l'galeach ha-nazir es rosho, ulahavi es karbanosa b'velosi mei naziruso. So one mitzvah asay to grow his hair long, another mitzvah asay to cut his hair and to bring his karbanos. V'loshes sifri, shloshem agalchid v'shloshtem teklachtan mitzvah. Three get a haircut, and three haircuts are a mitzvah. The nazir, the mitzora, and the levim, when they become roi to be mischanech for the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question, or the interesting point, is that the Rambam counts two mitzvahs, even though there are really three parts. Growing the hair, cutting the hair, and bringing the karbanos. You might have thought even that if you would put two out of these three together, you'd put the hair issues together and the karbanos together. And yet the Rambam lists leaving the hair long, maybe because that's because during the Naziris. And at the end of the Naziris, you cut the hair and you bring the karbanos. So Rambam counts that together. Umavur ki l'nazir shnei giluchim. The Nazir cuts his hair twice. Giluach tumah v'giluach tara. But it's all one mitzvah. Ve'ein roi sheyimnu shnei giluchim elu shnei mitzvahs. Says the Rambam himself. Don't count these as two mitzvahs, the two giluchim. L'fishi giluach tumah hu midin mitzvahs Naziris. When your Nazir becomes Tommy and has to shave his head, that's part of the mitzvah of Nazirus. Is that something separate? Ki mitzvahs asay shelo. What's the mitzvahs asay? She yarbe pera b'kedusha. He shall grow his hair with kedusha. And therefore, if he becomes Tommy, cutting his hair is part of the process of growing his hair b'kedusha. And that's why he has to cut it then. Vaz yashav yigdal pera b'kedusha ki mitchilas himinyan yumeya Nazirus shechayev nafsha. Okay, so he counts both giluachs in the mitzvah. But the question that some of the Achronim deal with is, how can he count the Tiglachas and the Karbanos as one mitzvah? You would think it's two separate mitzvahs. So that is a question that is dealt with here in the Mitzvahs HaMelech. And he asks from, he quotes from Rav Daniel HaBavli, that usually the rule is, if the Rambam counts two parts of something as a mitzvah, which hopefully we'll get to later on in Amud Beis as well, that principle of parts of something only count as one mitzvah, the usual rule is that if the two parts of the mitzvah are ma'akiv ze'atzeh, then it's one mitzvah. For example, the dal and minim. The lulav and the hadassim and the aravas and the esrog, are they four mitzvahs or one mitzvah? So they're one mitzvah. Why? Because they're ma'akiv ze'atzeh. You can't do one part without the other part. They're all one unit. If you only have a lulav, it's nothing. You can't just shake a lulav without the other minim. So if they're ma'akiv ze'atzeh, it's one mitzvah. If they're non-ma'akiv ze'atzeh, it's two mitzvahs. For example, tefillin. Tefillin and two mitzvahs. Why? Because if you only have a shel rosh, you put on the shel rosh. They're not ma'akiv zedzed. It's two separate mitzvahs. Shel yad and shel rosh. That's the usual rule. So ask Rav Daniel HaBavli. So here, we know that we pass that the tiglachas is not ma'akiv. You have to get a haircut, but it's not ma'akiv. The karbanos is a ma'akiv. So how can the Rambam count it as one big mitzvah? So it says the mitzvah HaMelech, you have to come on to another chiddush. Says the mitzvah HaMelech. Heicha dechal gem mitzvah ma'akiv zedzed. Pashutu dirimnu osam achalak l'mitzvah achas. In one direction, it's for sure. If parts of a mitzvah are ma'akiv each other, then for sure it's one mitzvah. But the other way is not always sure. If they're not ma'akev each other, then it's not always the same rule. If they're not ma'akev each other. El da hosef, da afechi agavna, da ena ma'akev zezeh, mita makom yitachin lefamim, shirim no'os on the mitzvah achas. It could still be counted as one mitzvah, even if they're ma'akev zezeh. V'hu kishe'inyin shavim b'shneyem. If it's the same idea, if it's the same theme behind both parts of the mitzvah, even if they're not ma'akev zezeh, it'll still be one mitzvah. For example, we discussed a number of years ago with the Rav Soloveitchik's Tchelas v'lavan in Sissis. The white and the blue. Are they ma'akev zezeh? I hope not, because then we wouldn't be doing anything today if you're not wearing tchelas. If you're only wearing white. They're not ma'akev zezeh, and yet it's one mitzvah. Tchelas v'lavan is one mitzvah counted, not like tefillin. So they're not ma'akev zezeh, and yet it's counted as one mitzvah. Same exact thing here. So what do you see from there? That if they're ma'akev zezeh, then it's for sure one mitzvah. If it's not ma'akev zezeh, then it depends. It depends. Sometimes it is one mitzvah, sometimes it's not one mitzvah. Tefillin, two mitzvahs. Tzitzis and nazir, the tiglachas and the karbanis, really are the same idea. To after ena ma'akev zezeh, mikabakam inyan shal shneyem hu l'man tizkeru by tzitzis. L'chein nimnu shneyem mitzvahachas. Yishlomar, so to hear. Even though we pass that the tiklachas is not ma'akev, mikol makom bozem yumoder abanel rabalazar, the yisod shneyem lahatiro b'shtias yayin. The point of both of them is to end the naziris, to be matur him to drink wine, so therefore it can still be counted as one, even though they're not ma'akev zezeh. So once we're speaking about parts of naziris and what's the unit, so we had to mention the fact that giluach and karbanis are not ma'akev zezeh, but the Rambam still counts them as one big mitzvah in mitzvahs asay, tzadik and gimel. Again, something that we'll have to come back to in the future, in the Masechas Nazir, the relationship between the Tiklachas Tuma and the Tiklachas Tara, which the Rambam also puts together in this one mitzvah. So we'll have to come back to that. Is there a rule? You gotta figure it out. I mean, we just had two examples, two on one side, one on the other.
What are the criteria?
Right, we have to figure out. But his Kishashem Shavim. We'll probably work backwards. If it counts as two, we'll figure out, okay, well, how are they different? If it counts as one, so we'll try to find a comparison. Big Day Kahuna is one mitzvah. The Ramban, I mean the Rambam counts Mislam Adalat, I think it is, right? The Rambam counts it as one, and the Ramban is Masig. The Ramban is Masig. Maybe he should be Mechalik between Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, and the. But if you're missing, I have to remember. Rambam Ramban also in Sefer Mitzvah Mislam Adalat. We have to discuss. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara on Pei Gimel Amabez asked the Kasha. The Mishnah had said, if a woman makes the following neder, I'm not going to get hanah from anybody, from brios, from people. I can't get benefit from people. So the Mishnah says, the Baal does not have to be made for that. And the next line of the Mishnah says, and the woman can eat from matnas aniyim, from lekhet shikha and peya. So the question is, does line 1 and line 2 have to do with each other? Or not? So the Gemara says, you get, assuming that they're separate lines, you get different impressions. Line 1, the Mishnah says, that a woman makes a neder, I can't get benefit from anybody, the Baal does not have to be made for. Stop! Why not? So probably because the Baal is not included in everybody. The Baal is somebody separate. Everybody, honey, you're not everybody. You're somebody special to me. You're not included in when I say brios. Meaning she can get benefit from the husband himself, and therefore it's not inu nefesh. He cannot be made for. But if you read the second line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that she could benefit from the matnas aniyin, leket shichan peya, that sounds like, and not the Baal. So the Baal is included in brios. So which is it? So the Gemara had three answers, which we have done two of them already. Answer number 1, the Gemara said from Ula. Ula said that the husband is really not included in brios, and really the woman is allowed to benefit from the husband, and the Mishnah is just giving you two reasons. You know why he can't be made for? Because she can benefit from the husband and from matnas aniyin. Number 1. Number 2, the second answer given, that was Rava. That's where we stopped. Rava says, 5 lines from the bottom, really, read the first 2 lines of the Mishnah together. And that is, really, Baal is Bechlal Brios. When she says, I can't get benefit from anyone, she's including her husband. So why can the Baal not be made for? Because it's still not a dinefesh. She still has place to benefit from. Leket shechen peya. She could go back, she could go to the quarters and act like an aniya. Ask the Karen Ora, what do you mean? We learned the Maseches Ksubis, there's a halacha that anything a woman finds belongs to her husband. That was one of the Takanas Rabbanan, right? Mitzia Sa'ishas to the husband, Mishum Eva. So here, what is approach number 2? What does Rava hold? even though the husband is off limits, but still she can get benefit from leket shicha and peya. What do you mean? The second she picks it up, that's a mitziah of hers, belongs to the husband now. Right? Mitziah is isha labayla. So ask the Karanora, how does this work? How does this work? She cannot get benefit from the husband, but only leket shicha and peya. The ein ladakte, keichi yichol leheros, leket shicha and peya, ha mitziah is isha labayla. Im kein, mashalok to shaykh labayla. Very nana mishalo. What's the answer? The Yeshlom, I remember this is the Tekanah Rabbanon. So what do you have to say? If this is her only way of getting food, so then Chazal must have held back their Takana in this case. That's it. And also, the woman is the only one that's allowed to get Lekha Shechat Peya here. The husband has money. He's not an Ani. So even though when she gets it, so this type of mitziah is not shayach to him. So therefore, for those two reasons, it's not a problem.
So, when she collects the lekach it's not benefiting from brios.
When she collects it, she's not. No, it's hefker. It's not benefiting from brios. You're mafker it, right? You leave the peah lekach. It's hefker, so she's not benefiting from brios. It is still inu nefesh, but remember, we're explaining the Mishnah, and the Mishnahs in this parak, as we've said, are the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi has a more limited view of Nadarm Shel Inu Nefesh than the Rabban. All these Mishnahs, as we've said, are Shitas Rabbi Yossi, so it could be that it's a more limited approach. Right, like we said earlier, that it could be that according to the Rabbanon, even if she says one person can't give me food, the Baal can be made for it, because that's Inu Nefesh. Right, anything that impacts. But again, this might be because it's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi who has a more limited view. Okay, third answer, yeah?
Is it Lekha Shechem Peya Hefker, or is that it belongs to the owner, but that he didn't have the
is Lekha Shechem Peya Hefker, or does it belong to the owner, and she can take it? Okay, even if you want to say that it belongs to the owner, which I think is a discussion by Tztaka, right? How could you get the credit for Tztaka if it's Hefker? You're not giving it to the Ani. So part of it might be not just that, even if it belongs to you, if I'm allowed to walk in and take it, I don't have to give you any akaras hatov for that. You're not giving it to me. There's no tovas hanaz, we'll talk about another bay. So even if you want to say there's still legal ownership, it still might be mutter to the woman because it's not cool, she's getting benefit. Okay. Sorry? Mamon ha-shevet. Maybe it's mamon ha-shevet aniyim. Shevet aniyim. So either way, it's items, and we'll see on another bay, that the woman is allowed to take. It's not called getting it from these owners. Answer number three to the question. Again, what's the pshat of the Mishnah? Is the husband included when you say brios or not? Rav Nachman Amar, three lines to the bottom. La'olam ba'ala b'chla briosi. Really, the husband is not b'chla brios. Meaning, when she says, I can't get benefit from anybody, she can get benefit from her husband. So what's the second line of the Mishnah adding? So what do you care about lekach shechapeya? She can benefit from her husband. Aye, v'hachik tani. This is the chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. Nisgarsha yicholo leheros b'lekach shechapeya. Right now she makes the nether, she's married, her husband's not included. But let's say that she gets divorced. So then the husband now becomes part of brios, and the nether kicks in regarding him. Look at the language of Tosfos and the Rosh. Look at Tosfos, four lines from the bottom in Tosfos. Tosfos says, because what's her kavana? The nadra hachi, konam she'eni nene l'ko adam she'yikru osam brios b'sha'as hana'asi. Anybody who's called a bria, when I want to get the hana, is included. Right now my husband's not a bria, my husband's my husband. But in the 2 weeks from now when I get divorced, so then my husband's going to be a bria. That's what we assume is in her mind. Anybody who's called brios, so therefore her husband can change. Even though originally her husband is not included, later on it is included. The Ran discusses this Gemara might not fit in with a Yerushalmi, which we discussed a few weeks ago. The Yerushalmi that the Ran quoted back in the Gemaras of if you take Nedarim from certain types of people, from Mulim, from Arelim, from Yorde Hayam. So the Yerushalmi discusses if you make a Neder from Yorde Hayam in 30 days from now, and somebody is not a Yorde Hayam today, but is in 30 days from now, or vice versa, what do you go by? So the Gemara had a discussion, maybe that's Rabbi Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. That's what the Ran here quotes in Yerushalmi. That do you go by the Shas of the Neder, or do you go by the Shas of the Hana? That's a Machlokas in Yerushalmi. So the Ran discusses here that's not linked to any Machlokas. So the Ran seems to say that the Bavli has a different idea than the Yerushalmi, because our Gemara is here assuming Mefurish, that you go by both. You go by now, Shas Tanai, if somebody's Brios now, it's Aser, and in 2 weeks from now, whether she's divorced, then she is again, the husband is again going to be included in Brios then. So that is a discussion in the Ran here. Do you go by Shas HaTanai or Shas HaNa'a? Okay, and then there's one other important Ha'ara of the Rush. Not the Rush, yeah, the Rush. The Rush and the Rashba. I'll read it from the Rashba. It's a little clearer in the Girsa. The Rashba says, what about the principle? What's happened? She's making a nether today, and regarding the Baal, it's not going to kick in until 2 weeks from now. So isn't that an issue, which we'll talk more about the next week, as we'll come up with the Gemara of Dover Shalom Bala Olam? If you make a nether now, then fine, you can make a nether now, but her husband cannot be included right now, right? Her husband is not Bechla Brios. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks from now, he's going to become Brios? Isn't that Dover Shalom, like a Dover Shalom Bala Olam? Just like, not according to Rabbi Meir. Well, we possibly, if you go over to a woman and said, I'm going to marry you, Almanaz, when you become Jewish. It's Dover Shalom Bala Olam. Only Rabbi Meir says that works. So that's the Rashba. The Kamash Malon. Look, she discourages Yachzer Abal Lios Bechlal Lizer Brios. Right? What's the Chiddush of this Gemara? That when the husband divorces her, then he becomes Brios. V'yomer Betosfus, the time of the Milsa. Why isn't it a problem of Dover Shalom Bala Olam? Mishum Diachol Leser Peros Baal Anaf Shamehashta. Because right now, I can ask for my husband's fruit on me. Right now I can do it. If I use the right lashon, I can aser your hana on me. I can't aser myself on you. That's the shibud. But I can, just like we said, hanas tashmishe chalai. That you could say. Hilka kivan de efshalom ayashta. Since she could do it from now, it's biyadcha, so therefore it will work. Just like, and this is the Rush explicates also, if I say to you, this field that's mine, that I'm about to sell you, is hektish when I buy it back from you. So that works. Why? Because right now it's yours. You can be back to shit right now. If you have a field that I say, when I buy the field, I'm going to be back to shit, it doesn't work. That's a davar shalom ala olam. But if it's mine right now, it's biyadi right now, and I say, this field that's mine, that I'm selling to you now, when I buy it back, it's going to be a hektish, then the hektish kicks in when I buy it back. That's not davar shalom ala olam. So too here, says the Rashba, it's biyadcha. That's what the Rush says, that's what the Rashba quotes Tosfos as saying. But then the Rashba says, Mistavra, you don't have to say any of this. Maybe Rabbi Nun, this is what you're bothered by. Mistavra, Dein Sorachla, you don't have to come on to this. To keep mishum de laesar anafsha afilu laachar zman asra v'afilu b'davar shelo bala olam. No, you can aser things that are not bala olam for you. You're allowed to do that. Ho'el of adam ozer peiros chaver olam. Just like I'm allowed to go over to my friend's field and say that fruit is aser on me. That's not my fruit. So too you can't do it on your friend. But you find, says the Rashba, that davar shelo bala olam. Sometimes you can aser on yourself. So too here she can aser it because it's biyadcha. So again, that's a discussion here why it's not a problem of davar shelo bala olam. Is there a difference between a neder and a shvua by a bala olam? Maybe. I mean, usually we say that a neder shelo bala olam cannot be chal, while the shvua can. But this is talking about a neder here. That's the problem. Maybe the Rashi was assuming that it's like a shvua. Okay, we'll have to see. Yeah. Right, what about hana? Hana, besides like a shekapeya, electricity and food, but is that hana from Brios? I guess from the electric company. From him, he's paying the bills. He's paying the bills. The question is that direct? Is that direct enough? No, but while they're married, according to the second answer, that she cannot benefit. She cannot benefit even from him, but like a shekapeya. Right, so how is she going to live? How is she going to live? Right, interesting question. All those, well, that gets into the discussion we had before, Nilodim and Yilodim. I don't know what Brios includes. If they're born yet. Yilodim and Nilodim have the discussion of born already or not born yet. But Brios, I'm not sure. If anybody who's a Brios, or just like the husband's got to become, so it could include anybody who's born. Just one final line, and then we'll continue. The Karenora has a suffix. Interesting suffix. What about if she gets divorced and then she marries somebody else? So what our Gemara say? She gets divorced, her first husband becomes Bechlal Brios, and now is Usser, included in Brios. What if she gets remarried? Does her new husband leave Brios? It's an interesting question. The husband could go from Mutter to Usser. Could somebody else go from Usser to Mutter? Because now her new husband, he's not anybody, he's my husband. So do we say that he could go the opposite direction? See, it just has specific about that, whether that would work. Maybe he's not Bechlal Brios, or do you say, no, she who was originally in Brios, and so you can't get out of it. Okay, period. So Gemara says on Peidal, Eisvei Rav Nachman. So we're going to ask on the last day, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, Uba lava klal briosu? Is it really true that the Aba, when a woman says everyone, her husband is not included? Vatsan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah next week, later on in Daf Tzadik? Netula animena Yehudim, we had this once before quoted. If a woman says, I'm taken from Yehudim. Netula animena from Yehudim, I can't get benefit from Yehudim. We are comparing the Lashon of Yehudim and the Lashon of Brios. It's an all-inclusive Lashon. So what does the Mishnah say? Yafer chelko, the husband must be made for his chelek, v'tehe misham shaso, and then he can be mishamish with her, v'tehe netula mena Yehudim. But regarding everybody else, she is still aser. He's made for his chelek, and she's also to everybody else. But ask the Gemara. V'i amrit ba'alav b'chlal briosu. If it's true that the husband does not b'chlal brios, we're going to go to Gersos. We're going to go with one of the Ron's pshatim here. Nidre inui nefesh hein v'yafer la la'olam? But la'olam with a question, according to this pshat. What does that mean? If the husband is not b'chlal brios, so then what does she say here? Netula animena Yehudim. So, what are the choices? Let's say he's talking about Tashmish. So, can she be talking about Tashmish? If her husband's not included, according to you, Rav Nachman, husband is not Bechlal this Neder at all. Not Bechlal Brios. So, what did she say? She can't be including in Tashmish because everybody else is also already anyway. She's only wanted to her husband, but you just said your husband is not included in the Neder. So, we can't be talking about Tashmish. So, what must we be talking about? Hanas Peiris. That's the next choice. I can't get benefit from food from everyone else. If that's true, though, then ask the Gemara. So why does it say that he's made for the chelek, but she's also still to everybody else? This should be a neder of inui nefesh, which we said the husband has the power to be made for completely. It's not bein olaveina, which only regarding him can be hufar, but regarding everybody else still exists. If it's a neder bein olaveina, so then he should be able to knock it out totally. So again, what's the Gemara's question according to the Ron? Two steps. A, if you Rav Nachman hold that a husband is not bechlal brios, so then B, the nether must not be about tashmish, because if the nether was only about everybody else, she's already aser in tashmish. Oh, I'm aser in tashmish. What are you? You're already aser in tashmish to everybody. So it can't be about tashmish. So it must be about hanas peiros. Step three, if it's about hanas peiros, why isn't it an inui nefesh nether, which the husband can knock out totally? The Mishnah there treats it as a bein olaveina neder because it says tehena tulam and a yehudim. She's still us with everybody else. What do you mean she's still us with everybody else? If it's inu nefesh, he should be able to wipe out the neder totally. Well, let's see. Well, we're trying to put the two Mishnahs together. How do you read one without the other? That's the question. If you interpret this first Mishnah as a Baal is not Bechlal Brios, how do you interpret this Mishnah, which sounds like a Baal is Bechlal Brios? Answers the Gemara, skipping the next two words, the Bach takes out, Shiny Hacha, the Muchacha Milsa, the Al Haterik Asar Nafsha. No, that Mishnah, it's pretty clear that we're talking about Tashmish. It's pretty clear that we're talking about Tashmish. That's the impression that you get. So you can't. We're not talking about Hana'ah. We must be talking about Tashmish. And if we're talking about Tashmish, it must be the husband's included there, because obviously. So really, usually the husband would not be included in Brios. But if you have a context where the woman says Tashmish, which we really think that's the case over there, so then you have to say that the husband is included specifically there. But in general, the husband is not Bichla Brios. Period. Could the neder be chal? But if it's inui nefesh, it won't be chal after she kicks in. Right? We mentioned earlier at the beginning of the parak that if it's inui nefesh, the husband can knock it out totally. That was the Gemara's question. Okay, period. So there are other gersos, the Ron quotes here, but we just read one gersa, and that will suffice us for now. Okay, two dots. Next topic. So the Gemara says, Yichol lehanos b'lecha shech v'peya. Yes, maybe the following Gemara will help us understand the Lekat Shekhan Peah discussion. So the Gemara says that she can get benefit from Lekat Shekhan Peah if she makes a nether not to get benefit from anybody. She can still get benefit from Matnas Aniyim. V'lo Ketani Uba Meiser Ani. Our Mishnah says she can benefit from Lekat Shekhan Peah. Lekat, the stalks that fell down when you were gathering. Shekhacha, the bundles that were forgotten. And Peah, the corner of the field that's left for the Aniyim. But the Mishnah does not say that she could go get Maiser Ani. We know in the first, second, fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. One has to take off Truma for the Kohen, Meiser Rishon for the Levi, and Meiser Sheni, the owner himself, brings up to Yerushalayim. In the third and the sixth year, Meiser Sheni is substituted by Meiser Ani. In the third and the sixth year, and Meiser Ani we give to the Aniyim. So the Gemara is Medayig. Why did the Mishnah say that she could also take for Meiser Ani? It only says Lekat Shechen Peya. Why is Meiser Ani left out? And furthermore, Bahatanya Bebraiso Meiser Ani. In the Tosefta, does say Meiser Ani. Stira. So why does our Mishnah not have Meiser Ani, while the Tosefta does have Meiser Ani? So two answers we're going to have. Answer number one, which will be the discussion of most of the rest of today, and then answer number two is at the end. Amar of Yosef, answer one, Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanan. Machlokas, it's Machlokas Tanaim, between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Titzan, what's the machlokas? It's a machlokas about what Meiser Ani does to your field. Meaning what? Titzan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Demai, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarach Likro Shem Al Meiser Ani Shel Demai. What's Demai? Demai is produce that I bought from an Amah Aris that I'm not sure what has been taken off from it. The halach is, Truma Gedola, I could assume that the Amei Haaretz took off Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is Misa Bidei Shemayim. They're very scared of that. I could 100% assume that the Amei Haaretz took off Truma Gedola. Meiser Rishon, I'm not so sure about. Because Meiser Rishon is not Misa Bidei Shemayim. Meiser Rishon is, after all, Mutter Lazarim. I'm supposed to give it to a Levi, but what happens if I eat Yisrael? If I eat Meiser Rishon, nothing. I stole from the Levium, but there's no Isser Misa Bidei Shemayim. So Meiser Rishon, I have to be worried about that the Amaris takes off. So what do I do? I take my Demai, my Truma Gedola, I don't take off Truma Gedola. So what do? I take off my Meiser Rishon. Do I give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi? No. Because it's a suffix whether the Amaris took off or not. So I'm mafresh it, and then I keep it for myself. Hamosa mechaver levaraya. Prove it to me that the Amaretz did not take off. So I'm mafresh it, because if I don't take off Meiser Rishon, my produce is tevel. So I have to take off the Meiser Rishon, but I keep it for myself. Out of that Meiser Rishon, I must remove Trumas Meiser. Truma, just like the Levi has to give Trumas Meiser from his Meiser Rishon. So even though I could keep my Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser has the status of Truma. That's Misa Bidei Shemayim. So I have to take off the Trumas Meiser and give that to the Kohen. What about Meiser Ani? Do I have to take off Meiser Ani? That's the question. That's the machlokas here in the Mishnah. Just read what I read is summarized if you look in the Ran. The bottom line of the Ran. The Ran summarizes what I just said. Halokeach me ama aretz. If somebody buys produce from an ama aretz, tzarech la'aser v'litrom trumas meiser. You have to be ma'aser and give trumas meiser. V'nosa l'kohen, to the kohen. U'meiser rishon gufei, the meiser rishon itself, ma'akvo la'atzmo. That you could keep for yourself. Achar she'efrisho, after you amafresh it. Shari mutu lazarim. Because after all, a Meiser Rishon, a zar is allowed to eat. V'hamotu mechaveiro olav araya. And the one who is right as Mosi has to bring the raya, shalo afrisho amaretz. So the Levi has to prove that the amaretz wasn't mafresh. That's his problem. Avo Meiser Ani, what about Meiser Ani? That's the machlokas tanaim here. Rabbi Eliezer says, a person does not have to be korei shem on Meiser Ani. Nothing, you don't have to be korei shem. Does not have to say, do anything about the Meiser Ani. Back to the Gemara on top. The Chachamim omrim, Korei Shem in Zerach LaHafrish. The Chachamim say that you have to be Korei Shem. You don't have to give it to the Ani. Again, why? Hamosi Mechaver Olav Araya. But you have to be, just like you have to be Mafrish the Meiser Rishon, you have to be Mafrish, you have to be Korei Shem at least, you have to designate it in your own field. But you don't have to be Mafrish, but you have to do that. So, my love, what's this machlokas about between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Again, Rabbi Elazar says you have to take off the Meiser. You have to. I'm sorry. Ain Adam. Sorry, Rabbi Elazar says you do not have to do anything for regarding Meiser Ani. The Chachamim say you do. So, what's this machlokas about? As follows. My love, Lamanda Amar Sfeiko Tovel. So, we're going to go with our Girsa. The Bach just changes the order, but we're going to go with our Girsa. We know there's something called Tevel. If I didn't take off Truma yet, it's Tevel. If I didn't take off Meiser Rishon yet, I have Tevel in my field. Truma or Meiser Rishon. Tevel means produce that Truma and Meiser weren't taken off of yet. What if I did not take off Meiser Ani yet? Is it Tevel? Is my field Tevel if I didn't take off Meiser Ani yet? If I didn't take off Truma, it's Tevel. If I didn't take off Meiser Rishon, it's Tevel. If I didn't take off Meiser Sheni, it's Tevel. What about Meiser Ani? That's the machlokas here. That's the machlokas. My love, the man da amar seiko tovel, according to the man da amar, that if you didn't take off meiser ani, your field is still tevel. And if Bishub Safek is also tevel, kasavar isle tovas hana'a. So that, according to that man da amar, when the owner is mafrish the meiser ani, he's doing something significant. Because right now his field is tevel. So when he's mafrish, he's doing something very significant. Therefore, what are we trying to answer? Remember, the question is, could this woman who made a nether from the whole world, could she take meiser ani? So there was a steer between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. So that's what we're trying to answer. So if you hold that meiser ani makes your produce tevel, and therefore you have to take it off, so what you're doing is a significant act. So in that case, the woman cannot take meiser ani from you. Ksavar islay tovas anosh. She would have to say thank you to you, because you're doing something very significant. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah leaves out Meiser Ani, because our Mishnah is of the opinion that Meiser Ani is tovel the produce. It makes it, right, unable to eat. So therefore, when the owner takes off the Meiser Ani, he's always very significant. And therefore, the woman, if she would go and take that, so she'd have to say thank you. This Tovas Hana. She'd have to say thank you to the owner for doing that action. And therefore, that's why she would not be able to get benefit if she says, I can't get benefit from the world. V'kima de'isle Tovas Hana, lo mahanya. So she's not allowed to get benefit. That's our Mishnah. Let's just do the contrast. Uleman da'amar eino kari shem. But according to Rebbe Lazar, who says that if you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, then you do not have to worry about the Meiser Ani. Why? Why does he say that? Kasavar Sveiko Eino Tova. Because he holds that Meiser Ani in your field, fine, you have to give it to the poor person, but it's not Tevel if you didn't take it off. Vikosha Sveiko Eino Tovel, Lesle Tovas Hana. So, and if the field is not Tevel, so what are you doing by taking it off? You're not doing anything. Right? You're not doing a significant halachic act. So therefore, Vishari Lele Sahuye, it's not called Tovas Hana, it's not consider that you're doing something for the woman, and therefore the woman would be able to benefit, and that's the shita of the Tosefta. So again, that is the possibility, the first way to answer the stira. Again, we have a woman who says it makes a ned there. I can't benefit from anybody in the world. So the Mishnah says she could benefit from Lekat Shechen Peya. What about Meiser Ani? Machlokes. The Mishnah says no, the Braisa says yes. What's the difference? Machlokes Tanoim. Do you say that Meiser Ani, if you didn't take it off, makes you feel tevel? If you say it makes your field tevel, so that when you're mafreshit, you're doing something significant, so the woman cannot take it from your field, because you did something significant for her. Masha'enkein, if it doesn't make your field tevel, and therefore if you buy it from an amaris, you don't have to take it off, because you don't have to take it off, so you're not doing anything significant when you take it off. So therefore, the woman is allowed to take it from you, because you didn't do anything significant for her. That is the way that the Ran reads the Gemara, the way that our Girsa, flows. Yeah.
Why does she say thank you to him? He should say thank you to her.
Okay, she says thank you, but again, when you give Truman to the Kohen, you're not saying thank you to him. You did the act. It's not his until you...
Well, it's Tevel, unless he does, actually
separates the Maiser. It's Tevel, but I don't think you... I mean, that's he's just a Heichi Timsi for you to give it to. It's not that you really have to say thank you to him.
So
you're fulfilling a mitzvah.
Why is she saying... Okay,
if you did a significant act to give me this item... That's halachically called Tovas Hana.
I would suggest the opposite. If the item makes it feel tevel, what choice does he have but to give it to the owner? He has no choice. So he's a bet. He has to do it.
Maybe not exactly, but similar to what you're saying, Shitibu Kubetza says the opposite. Shitibu Kubetza has the opposite version of, at least in one of his days, quoting the Ritz, regarding this. He says the opposite. He says, if you say that you have, it's tovel, if you say it's called tevel, so then what did our Gemara say? So therefore, there is Tovas Hana because you're doing something significant. No, he says, if it's Tevel, then it's not really yours. It's not yours. It's Aser. And then when you're Mafreshit, it's theirs. So you're not doing anything. You have to do it anyway. It's Aser. So that's why there's no Tovas Hana there. Masha Enkein, if it's not Tevel, then you're really doing something for them. You could just eat it. Then you still take it off and give it. It's not Tevel. So then says the Yigabet says, that's where there's Tovas Hana. Either way, it's a machlokas anon, but if you like that one better, the Shimon Kubetzis quotes that b'shem the yesh sherotzim lafarish. Right? If it's not tevel, it belongs to the balabayas. So when you give it, you're doing something nice for them. Masha'en kein, the other way. So we have our girsa and the shita's girsa. But either way, it's a machlokas tanoim. Let's do the answer first, and then we'll talk more about this, so we don't lose the flow, and then we'll talk more about this. Amalei Abaya, I said, no, that's not the Machlokas Tanoim here. And therefore, you cannot use this Machlokas Tanoim to explain our Mishnah versus Tosefta. The Kuli Alma Sveiko Tovel, really everybody holds, if you buy produce from a Am Haaretz, you don't have to take off Truma Gadola because they're scared of that. But you have to take off Meiser Rishon because you have to get to the Trumas Meiser. You have to take off Meiser Sheni, and you have to take off the Meiser Ani because it does make you feel terrible if you didn't take it off. What's the Machlokas about, though? Whether between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, or theoretically you should have to take it off. What's the Machlokas as follows? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, Bahakim Iflagi. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Lo Nechshedu Amei Haaretz, Meiser Ani. Rabbi Elazar says, no, the Aniyim, the Amei Haaretz definitely took off Meiser Ani. Why? Because it's no sweat off their back. Kivan de Ilu Mafker, Nichse, Vahavi Ani, Vishakalehu, Lesley Pseida. If he wanted to keep the Meiser Ani in a mutter way, he could have done that anyway. He could have been mafresh the Meiser Ani, been mafker all of his achasim, and therefore be a poor person, and take his achasim back. Take it back. So since there's a way anyway for him to get it back, so we're not choshi that he didn't do it, because it's so easy for him to take it back if he really wanted to. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that's why, really, if we know that Meiser Ani, if it really was a suffix, it would be tovel. He'd have to take it off. The point is, Rabbi Elazar assumes there's no reason for us to think that. We'll assume that it was taken off. V'rabbanan savri, no. Nichsei lo mafker inish. People aren't mafker that achasim. Demirsas, they're scared. Dilma zachi bu inish achrina. Maybe somebody's going to come in and swipe my nechassim. They're going to hear me. I'm not going to nechassim. Give me a body check. Push me down and take all my nechassim. Hilchach nechshutu. So that's why they're not so comfortable for this situation. So we assume they did not take off Meiser Ani. Either way, what are we up to in the Gemara? We rejected the possibility of explaining the Mishnah in Tosefta as a machlokas tanaim. So we're back to the question. We have a stira. We have a stira between our Mishnah, where our Mishnah is implicitly mashma that the woman cannot take Meiser Ani, while the Tosefta says she can't take Meiser Ani. So we're back to that question. Okay. What's this? The Shar Mishnah in Balacha wonders, we find in many places in Shas the concept that's quoted here from Rabbi Elazar. If you want to be mafkir nechassim become an ani, you know, so then it's going to work. How could the Rabbanan here argue on that? Right, we find it in Masechah Shabbos. Why isn't demai muksa? Because aniyim can eat demai, and you can be mafkir nechassim and eat demai, so therefore it's not muksa. Or you're allowed to bench with somebody who ate demai. Why? Because if you want to be mafkir nechassim and become an ani, it's mutter to him, so if he didn't do an aver. So you find that principle in a number of places. How could here could be here's a machlokas? So you find that principle in a few places. So he asked that question. He quotes the Shalmei Nedarim. So we can quote from the Shalmei Nedarim itself. Maybe the machlokas here is based on a machlokas we had earlier on Daf Mem Hei. And that is, do you have to be mafker in front of three people or not? That was a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether you have to be mafker in front of three or even in front of one. So it says the Shalmei Nedarim. Rabbi Elazar holds you can be mafker in front of one. So that's why you're not scared that anybody's going to take it. Nobody's going to hear about it. You're just mafker in front of one. Or maybe even in front of himself. That's what we said. Maybe one even means by himself. Mashaki the Rabbanan here, hold the Anthony Macker in front of three. So specifically here, you're worried that it might be undermined. Somebody else might get it. All the other cases in Shas, he can't be Macker. There's nothing to be scared about regarding Hilchas Muksa and regarding the Hilchas Berchas Amazon. But here, you're worried that he might not do it. Okay. The Ron here, important Ron. The Ron quote that our Gemara discusses whether Meiser Ani is Tovel or not. Is there a svara behind that? Why should you say that if you don't take off Truma, so that's Tevel. You don't take off Meiser Rishon, it's Tevel. Meiser Ani, says Machlokas here. So what's behind that Machlokas? The Gemara never says. This is a very important Ron. The last skinny line of the Ron. Ube'enai Nireh. Be'enai Nireh, says the Ron. Demand the Sfira Lai, Eino Tovel. What's the Svara for the one who says Meiser Ani does not create Tevel if you don't take it off? Hainu Taima. Now we're up to the first medium line. Mishub de Sfira Lai. Efshar sheyeheya kriyat smo chomor mipnei meiser ani hamu'urav bo yosem meiser ani atzmo. It's impossible that the mixture is going to be more chomor than the thing itself. Meiser ani is going to be mutter to you, so you'll be stealing from the ani, but it's mutter to a czar. If meiser ani is mutter to a czar, so the ta'arovis of meiser ani has to be mutter to a czar. The bishlama truma, find truma bidin hu shetei tovel es. By truma, I understand it's tevel. Why? Because you can't eat truma. So if you can't eat truma, you can't eat tevel either. Makes sense that truma bidin kibachu atzma asura ro yu shetei asa tarobasa kiven dal karchas arach liyurim enakri ena mispadel esham mishamachi oseres. Avo Meiser Ani, Shehu Atzmo Mutu Lazarim, Hechi Taruvasa Chomer Mimenu. But Meiser Ani, which is Mutu to me, so if it's mixed in here, so how is that more Chomer? One second. So that's the tzad that says Meiser Ani is not Tovel. What about the one that says it is Tovel? Zeres HaKosef. That's the second half. Umad Esfira Le Tovel Mavel Mi Tovel Mi Drasha, based on a Pasik. So it's Svara versus a Pasik. That is the Ran. What is this Ran important for? Yeah? Basar b'chalav. Well, basar b'chalav, the Gemara says chidishu. Gemara in Chulin. Chidishu, it's two things that are mutter. You come together, it's aser. I'm saying, so that's what Ron, what? No, so maybe, but here, it's not a mixture that you create. Right? That's why there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, they have to remember who says what. In Chulin, machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara says chidishu, basar b'chalav, so what aspect of it is a chidish? One of them holds that because you have two mutter things that come together, it become aser. That's the davar asoser as a klal. Usually you don't have that. Usually you don't have that. That's the chidish HaTorah. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. But this relates to Rabbi Yosef Engel's discussion that we've mentioned a number of times in the past. I don't know if we mentioned it recently. He writes it in Asmin Daraisa, in Klal Beis, and that is, what is the relationship between the Isser Tevel and the Isser Truma? Is the Isser Tevel only Usser because of the Isser Truma Shabo? Or is it a separate Isser? That's what he writes. He says, this tapakti, had the truma asur lazar, imhu iser chadash, and is chadish ayde afrasha, odilme in yonash iser tevel shabo bibkoma omeid. So he quotes, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos. Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos on daf peivav. Rashi quotes, Rashi there says, truma toveles, shekol zman shelo hufrasha, chayavid misa al achilasu shel tevel. Sounds like from Rashi that tevel is only also because of the truma shabo. What's the obvious kasha? Tosfos asks, so why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? If it's only also because of the Truma Shabbat, why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? Kohen can eat Truma. So that's the Gilyon HaShas. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here says, the Gilyonei HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, no, he says, even according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, that it's only also because of the Truma Shabbat, still, it's only mutter to the Kohen after a Maisa HaFrasha. Because it's like Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, just like a Karban. Before Zerikas Adam, it's Usher, off limits to the Kohen. You need Zerikas Adam. Meaning you need an act in order to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to you. So just like you have that by Karban, so too you have it by Truma. Where do you see this concept by Truma? It's a Mefurish Rambam. It's a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas, in Perek Yud Beis, that a Kohen is not supposed to grab his Trumas and Maisras. Asur la'en she'yachlev v'trumas and Maisras. V'afil lish ochel kam nefian. They're not allowed to even ask you. B'fian asur. Elanotlim b'kavid. You should go to them and offer it to them. Why? Sha'al shulchan hamakom heim ochlin. He's talking about truma here, not karbanis. Shal shulchan hamakom heim ochlin, v'al shulchano heim shosim, umatanos elu la'shem heim, v'hu baruchu zicha lahen. It's Mefurish Rambam. Hilchas Trumas, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Tes. Comparing truma and kashim. So just like by kashim, you need a maisa zrik in order to be matarid, so do by truma, you need a maisa afrasha. So, there's and he quotes that the Rambam elsewhere also seems to hold like Rashi. So Rabbi Yosef Engel also puts this Ran with the Rashi, that the Isser of Tevel is because of the Truma Shabo, not an Isser Chadash, like what Tosfos says there. Again, that's a big discussion in the Rishonim and in that Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asim Daraisa Simon base. Let's finish up. Rava Amar, second answer now. Second answer to the Stira. Again, we have a problem. Mishnah versus Tosefta. If a woman makes a neder, I can't get benefit from anybody. She's allowed to take Lecha Shekhan Peya. What about Maiser Ani? Our Mishnah says no. The Tosefta says yes. So first we tried Machlokas Tanaim. That didn't work. So second try. Rava Amar. Kan ba Maiser Ani ha-Meschale b'toch ha-Bayis. D'chsiva b'nesina. B'nesadu ha-Levi v'la-Ger v'chulu. Mishamachi asal le'lasna huye. There are two ways that you can give Maiser Ani. Either let the Aniyim come to your field and take it themselves, or you give it to them. So when you give it to them in your house, then that's usher for the woman to take. That's based on the positive of Nasata Lalevi Velager. That's usher, and that's our Mishnah. Kan, the Tosefta, where it's mutter, but my Sarani Amaschali Patocha Granos. That's a case where he's getting it on the threshing floor, meaning he comes in by himself. Kan, my Sarani, I'm sorry, did I skip the line? Kan, my Sarani Amaschali Patocha Granos, Kim the Chsiv Beva Hanachta Bisharecha, you shall leave it. The Sharleh Lezahuye. So there's a difference between a Nesina and a leaving it where you were just mafresh it. Again, we ran out of time, but in the past we've spoken about the machlokas Rambam Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam counts Nesinas and Afreshes Truma as one mitzvah, and the Ramban thinks, no, it should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. So what exactly is the sheet of the Rambam there is a discussion in the Nosei Kalim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on Shorish Yud Beis. Is it all about the Hafrasha, all about the Nesina, or some connected view? But this Gemara is Mechalek between the idea of a Nesina and of a Hafrasha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem will continue on Sunday. Good Shabbos.